2,000 years ago in ancient Greece. Is anyone here Greek? Oh, probably not. Well, in ancient Greece, they valued education. And by the time you were 16, you were expected to do many things if you had a good education. I will read the list of what you should be able to do at 16. Read, write, sing, dance, play the lyre like a guitar, swim, ride, wrestle, box, run, leap, understand Homer, quote Homer, understand Hesiod, quote Hesiod, understand lyric poets, quote lyric poets, carry yourself in all sorts of societies, poor, quite wealthy, very wealthy. Then you were given a title if you could do all of those things. You were called Kalos Kagathos. It meant really good. And so the Greeks loved education. But the thing they valued most was the most difficult things. They valued things that were complicated, difficult, high. They did not value the basics. They did not value the simple, basic things. If you were a teacher, they would think you were a good teacher if you taught very advanced subjects. But if you taught children A, B, C, simple things, they did not think you were very important. They had a phrase: if your friends did not see you for a few weeks, and someone said, "Where is Jim?" Someone would say, "He is either dead or teaching ABC," because the two were considered similar. Teaching ABC was seen as very awful, like being dead. But the Bible tells us, the passage we read today tells us, A, B, C is important. The Bible places big emphasis on the basics. And people asked, "Dear St. Paul, who wrote the words you heard today, how do I become a Christian?" And Paul explains, it is as easy as A, B, C. And on this little sheet, I explain what each means. To become a Christian, to be a follower of Jesus, you have to A, admit something. You have to admit that you get things wrong. The Greeks had another good word. It was called hamartia, and it was used in archery. So if I fire my arrow, boom, and it whistles through the air, and it hits the target, bang, everyone would cheer and shout, Kalos Kagathos. But if it falls short, if I fire my arrow and it goes meh and lands here, they would say, Hamartia. It fell short. It fell short. And what it tells us in the Bible is this. We fall short of where God wants us to be. God wants us to be good. He wants us to be kind. He wants us to love Him and love each other. And we don't. We fall short. And Paul says, admit it. Admit that you fall short. It's an important thing to do. The B, A-B, stands for believe. If you want to be a follower of Jesus, it isn't good if you don't believe any of what we are told about him. It's a simple but important point. I taught about Jesus in schools for many years. And sometimes people would say, very interesting, very nice. I enjoyed listening. I don't believe it. Believing is important. You must believe, Paul tells us in the scripture, in the Bible, that Jesus died to pay for the things we do wrong. And that 3 days after he died, he rose from the dead. That is the heart of Christian belief. Anyone who says, I am a Christian, believes it with all their heart. And the last word is confess. C, A, B, C. Like on your sheet. When we confess, we speak out. We actually say what we believe. And so when I became a Christian, I was 19 years old. That's nearly 11 years ago. And it is actually 30 years ago, rather. Depressingly, but 30. I must tell the truth up here. It's 30. Yeah. When I became a Christian, I admitted that I needed help. I believed what I had been taught and what I read in the Bible. And on December the 11th, 1989, I spoke the words out. I confessed with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. And Paul says, from that moment, I was saved. Not because I'm good. Not because I have done anything. But because Jesus is good. Because Jesus has done everything. All I have done is reach out to him and say, please take my hand. Please rescue me. It's as easy as A, B, C. The Greeks did not value A, B, C. Eternal life depends on it. That is what we believe. If you want to find out more, I would love to talk to you. I have many friends here who know I love to talk. So if you want to know more about Jesus and being his follower, talk to me. Talk to any of the CIO team. Where are you guys? Wave your hands. Look at all the people you can talk to. Talk to any one of us, and we will be happy to share with you something of what we believe. Bless you.